And right now, you folks are going to have to bear with me as I interview our next guest. That is Steve Katz, who is a resident of Kent. He will be at the Nancy Marine Theater, a studio theater at Warner Theater, with an evening of stories and songs. Of course, a founding member of Blood, Sweat, and Tears and the Blues Project. Once again, Friday, April 26th at 8 o'clock at the Nancy Marine Studio Theater at Warner. 860-489-7180, warnertheater.org for tickets or more information. And we've got on the telephone with us right now Steve Katz. Steve, nice to speak to you this morning.
Nice speaking with you also.
My first memories of you, Steve, are when I was a disc jockey in Kingston, New York, back in the early 70s. You had just come off a performance on Saturday Night Live, and you were performing, of all places, at the Ulster County Community College.
I don't think that I was there. I think that I had left the band by then. I left the band at 73 after 6 years.
No, I was. This was in 1972.
It was 72?
Yeah.
But the Saturday Night Live, I've never done Saturday Night
Live.
Really?
You've never done Saturday Night Live? Well, maybe you were coming up on Saturday Night Live.
It's possible, yeah. Either that or I was so out of it.
well, being... be honest with you, for you to play at Ulster County Community College, you guys had to be out of it because it was so far. But it was,
But we all were, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. I was great friends with a regional band called Blood, Sweat, and Tears, called Patroon Hill, and they had a big brass section, which you didn't find with bands and back then, not regional bands.
No, because you had to pay these guys. You had to pay the horn players. That was the problem.
Yeah, and so they were the ones that got me to go out and see you guys, and it was absolutely amazing. And you were kind of, I think the thing that made Blood, Sweat, and Tears so interesting, and maybe that whole period of music, is that a band like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, my two favorite songs were Heidi Ho and Spinning Wheel. But everything you did was great, but you were so different. Nowadays, you would be put off in a category. Back then, it was just music, and you still rose to the top of the charts anyways.
Yeah, well, nowadays, we'd probably still be out trying to get a record deal, but that's just modern music. Yes, well, thank you. Thanks for liking us.
A long career in music. The Blues Project, tell us a little bit about that before we start talking about your concert, which is coming up in Torrington.
Well, the Blues Project was the band that I left school for. I had to do a paper on W.B. Yeats and his Byzantium poems. And around the same time, a friend of mine said, I need a rhythm guitar player in my band. I said I never played electric before, but so they plugged me in, and I got the job. So what I did was I went out and bought myself some bell bottoms and started growing my hair long and got myself a nice hippie girlfriend, and I became a rock and roll person. Not my parents were not happy with that. In fact, it took them about three years, of them not calling me. Then finally, we had a hit single with "You Made Me So Very Happy" with the Blues Project. My mother called and said, "Steve, we knew it all along."
And I have to laugh because when I was a stage manager for an NBC TV station right out of high school, and I was making very good money, but I wanted to get into radio, and so I quit that job and went to work in Kingston, New York for, folks, $380 a month back then.
Yeah.
My grandmother thought I was absolutely crazy, insane, but it exposed me to so much. Back at that time, there was tons of live music around.
Yep.
Tons, just tons. And then we were just a stone's throw from Woodstock, where we would go there.
That's what you love to do. That was your passion, and that's the way I felt.
And did you have that passion, early on? I want to get up there and say, I want to play.
I think it happened with the Blues Project because, remember, it was 1965 when I first joined the band, and that's when, I was teaching guitar in Greenwich Village, and that's when all of the craziness happened. That's when everybody started smoking pot, and Dylan did the Newport Folk Festival and played electric. And you'd go down to the village on a summer evening, you know, and it was packed, thousands of kids coming in to find out what all the fuss was about, and the fuss was about rock and roll. And all these clubs were filling up with bands like the Lovin' Spoonful, and Jimi Hendrix was playing the Cafe Wa with the Richie Havens, and we were at the Night Owl with James Taylor and the Flying Machine. And you just walked around the street and heard that on a summer night in 1965, and that was a big inspiration for me to do what I wanted to do.
Now, even though you wanted to do that, you wanted to play music, in your wildest dreams, did you ever think that you would be really part of two legendary bands?
No, when I left school, I figured I'm not going to make a penny for the rest of my life, but at least I'm going to be doing what I want to do. Never thought about having hit singles or anything like that.
Well, the difference between you and me is I thought the same thing, and I still haven't made a penny in radio, even though Joe and I co-own the station. It's just the career we choose.
Right, yeah. You know, I mean, I lucked out. There's no doubt about it, but, you know, the problem is that when you're struggling, you're having a great time.
Yeah,
when you're young and struggling, and the times were like they were back in the 60s, but as soon as you make it, like we did with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, then the accountants and the managers get involved, and you get screwed. So
that's exactly right. We're speaking with Steve Katz, of course, a founding member of legendary bands Blood, Sweat, and Tears and the Blues Project. He will be at the Nancy Marine Studio Theater on Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. at the Warner Theater in Torrington, an evening of songs and stories. Is this going to kind of be like a low-key evening where you're just kind of hanging out on a stool and talking and playing?
Pretty much, yeah. The difference is it'll probably be a chair instead of a stool, but I'll probably be getting up every now and then because this is an experiment. I'm going to have a PowerPoint presentation, so it's not just the stories, but there'll be photographs, you know, to go along with what my career was and people who I met along the way and the people that inspired me and the songs that inspired me.
Now, I always feel lucky that I got into broadcasting at a time where I could learn from the bottom up, and there were plenty of jobs available in broadcasting. Most of them, when you started, were midnight jobs, but you got to learn your craft and trade.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all changed now. It's not that way anymore.
Totally different.
Do you feel lucky that you got it? You were in music at the time where what you did was still possible?
Absolutely lucky. I mean, when I look back and think about the people that I met and the times that I went through, it's pretty extraordinary, you know. And I sort of have to kick myself, you know, that God, did this really happen? So I decided a few years ago that I wanted people to hear about this, and I wrote up my book, and I just finished a new CD, which is basically a career-spanning CD.
It's just one of those times where I think from the 65, 66 to about 1975, 76, maybe 1980, was really an exciting time, in live music.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And especially now when you compare it, because there's no live music, and very little live music anymore. And that's really sad. In those days, yeah, I'll never forget, it was BS&T, and we were a good band. We went down to do a concert, I remember, in Georgia, and afterwards it was University of Georgia, and we went to a frat house, and they said, yeah, there's a really good band playing. And the band happened to do Blood, Sweat, and Tears songs, except they did it 10 times better than we did it, which was totally embarrassing. But, you know, those are the days. Those are great days. There were great days around Connecticut also, when you had Toad's House and all that stuff, you know. Some great things going on.
Well, yeah, I was lucky. We had the Joyous Lake in Woodstock.
Right, yeah.
And you could go out there. And back then, people don't really – it was like – I think it was back then, a person, $20 a set to get into the Joyous Lake. But you'd be at the bar, and you'd be sitting next to Joe Cocker, Todd Rundgren, any one of really
a
thousand music stars back then.
It was just an amazing time. It was funny. Last night, I played a gig in Saratoga at the legendary Cafe Felina, and it was pretty amazing, because to be there, the first time I was there was 1962, and I was driving Reverend Gary Davis around, and he was one of my guitar teachers, And Reverend Davis was blind, and one of his gigs was at Cafe Lena. And there I was again last night. The place is still, I think, it's a historical monument. It's still going. And I did my performance, and people loved it. And it was just a fabulous evening.
We're speaking with Steve Katz once again at the Nancy Marine Studio Theater on Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. in Torrington, with an evening of songs and stories. One thing I always take about seeing Blood, Sweat, and Tears in concert is I went with a girl, and what reminds me most of that concert, she was a double for Helen Reddy. A double for Helen Reddy.
Really? Wow. Yeah. We actually did a TV show with Helen Reddy. The first New Year's Rockin' Eve, the Dick Clark show.
Well, I don't know about the real Helen Reddy, but this was a fine substitute.
Do you remember her name?
You had to ask me that. That's terrible. No, of course. Of course.
Because I
not.
Think I know who you're talking about, but we won't go into that.
All right. Of course I do. So now, getting away from this for a second, you, as a local, very quickly, as the Me Too movement comes in on me, you are actually, you live in Kent, and you are also very involved in an active, involved member in a community in a lot of different projects that you lend your time to.
My wife and I we spend our winters in Mexico, in the Yucatan, and we work at pet sterilization clinics for cats and dogs.
Wow.
And we volunteer there. In fact, we brought back two dogs from Mexico that we love very dearly.
All right. And you're still playing music after all these years.
Oh, yeah, even more so. Yeah. For some reason, I have a new inspiration in the past few years, and I've just sort of like forgotten about the music business, which I was part of for so many years, and it hardly exists, and I don't even care anymore. I just do what I feel like doing and what I feel like playing, and I just love it. I'm enjoying what I'm doing now, probably more than ever.
All right. Well, Steve, once again, you can hear him with an evening of songs and stories on Friday, April 26, 8 p.m., Nancy Marine Studio Theater in the Warner Theater Complex in Torrington. Tickets and information at 860-489-7180 or warnertheater.org. Steve, it's just been an actual blast talking. I could spend the rest of the morning talking with you, but I get in trouble because I'll blow my whole schedule.
I'm sure I'd get the name of that girl out of you, but I don't want to push it.
I think we'd have to go back and use some experimental drugs.
Okay. You said it, not me.
Okay. Steve, thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Steve Katz, going to be at the Nancy Marine Studio Theater in Torrington, Connecticut. And as I said, one of my favorite Blood, Sweat, and Tears songs, Heidi Ho. Steve at the Warner Theater, warnertheater.org.
Some of that old sweet road. I'm singing high.